All right. I did a thing that I wanted to go over just a little bit. And discuss a little bit about Gentiles. And, you know, it's kind of a strange or ironic deal about Gentiles and whatever. But from Genesis, go to Genesis chapter 4. From Genesis chapter 4, really all the way, God, there was a situation that, I'll do it this way. From Adam, when he started to reproduce all the way to Abram, that period of time, there is basically one race, one deal. There's no Jew or Gentile. There's no separation. There's one law given to Adam. It was a dietary law. Does anybody know what it was? Not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The one law back there is prevented from letting anyone else have that. Nobody could sin after the similitudes of Adam's transgression. Why? Huh? Why could nobody sin after Adam's transgression? Huh? God closed down the garden with a flaming sword and wouldn't let anyone at the tree anymore. Come on, guys. You can put on your thinking cap. This isn't about... You guys have got to have the answers down because people are going to ask you and you're going to need to know. It can't be you wait upon me. I mean, listen, I may not be around forever. You've got to get this stuff down. And it's important not to be able to just repeat the verses that I repeat, but why I repeat them. And no, because let me tell you, these things become important. Now, from Acts chapter or Genesis chapter 5, I want to start and I want to make two comparisons before I start. Take Genesis chapter 5 and Genesis chapter 1. Notice in Genesis 1 verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. Now, a lot of people don't understand that I don't believe man is an animal. Okay? I do not believe man is an animal. I believe man is human and made different. For example, Adam was made in the image of God. How was that? What is he doing? Wayne, just concentrate on switching well. We've got a class out here. They can answer it. You sound terrible coming through the wall.
They want to answer it.
Well, I didn't know if we were dropping off the internet. I have no idea. If he wants to answer it, we need to train someone in the back so he can come out and be my answering bot. All right. God has three parts. It has a body, a soul, and a spirit. Something's wrong there. Spirit. And so man, Adam, was made in the image of God. Now, I can look at Carlton, and I can look at Dale, and I can look at Renee or Deborah. We don't all look alike. So we weren't made in the image of God to look alike. What we were is in a being like God. And see, we're an eternal being. And what differs us from a dog is a dog has a body. Who messed up this thing? Body, and it has a spirit. It has no soul. So all animals fall into that category right there, where man is a tri-union being. He's a unique being. But when Adam fell, we took on another aspect that we die. This was an eternal life deal here. But as soon as he sinned, then God made man in his own image. Look in Genesis chapter 5. You saw that it was made. By the way, I want you to underline in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, take out your Bible marker and write, "And God said, let us." That shows the Trinity. You see that? Us. Very important. A man in our image, not in my image, not in a singular pronoun, but in a multiple pronoun after our likeness. You see that? And on and on. Now, go to Genesis chapter 5. Huh? That's exactly right. Verse 3. Genesis 5, verse 3. "And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness." What kind of likeness? As a fallen man. And you could put Romans chapter 5, verse 12 right there is what I would put in my Bible if I was a Bible student. Why? Go to Romans chapter 5. Turn back. We're going to turn back. What are you upset about?
I'm not.
Oh, praise the Lord. Means you at least been to one of my classes.
At least one.
Yes, I got a nap, baby. I'm feeling kind of froggy and wild. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon" what? All right, this man then had something uniquely different than this man did afterwards. He had a D factor added to it. Death. He had the D factor added. And so what happened to every man from that point on? Death passed upon every man. You got the thing? Death passed upon. It didn't come from the devil. Sin didn't come from the devil. One man, sin entered into the world, and death was passed beyond to man in those means, through genetic engineering. You do not have to teach a baby to lie. Y'all understand? You don't have to teach. When God created Adam, He created him in His own image. When he rebelled, He couldn't let him keep duplicating God's image. It was fallen man's image. And from then on out, everyone, so look if you will. You see, verse 12, wherefore, huh?
Adam was created.
Adam was created. And Adam did have an advantage. He did not have a mother-in-law. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have" what? How many have sinned?
All.
Where would we find that? Romans 3:23. I would write that in my Bible. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. And that's going to be very, very important. It is not a question of whether you are born in sin. Look, if you will, in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Look in Ephesians chapter 2. We appreciate you joining us live on the internet. And Miss King and Bill King, I really enjoy the encouragement you give us on the internet and wanting to watch the program. You're a delight. Ephesians chapter 2, I just wanted to throw that out to you, how much you guys mean to us, and I hope you feel part. By the way, we're having a get-together here on the 11th, and it's BYOF, Bring Your Own Food. And I know you guys are vegetarians, not like us heathens up here in Montgomery. We eat like pigs. We eat anything that won't eat us first. And some of them we try to eat before they got to us anyway. Ephesians chapter 2. But we'd like to invite you personally up and hope you'll come and be part of it. Ephesians chapter 2. I want to, I guess start in verse 2, best place. That's really all I need. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature. Sin was not a choice. You were fallen by what? Nature. The children of wrath, even as others. I would put Genesis chapter 5, verse 3, and Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Genesis chapter 5, verse 3, and Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Why? By one man sin entered into the world, and so death passed that did me good, but for by one man sin entered into the world, and so death by sin. You gotta get it in rhythm, or it just doesn't work. No, that's funny. Hope you're happy. I've met those people. I'm in Kentucky. You're laughing at me. You better quit it. God sees you. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Thank you very much. So go back to Genesis chapter 5. And I know that there is a lot that people don't understand about all this. But just know that at this point, there's one group of people, and they're all sinners, and they're all seeds of Adam, period, after the fall. And by the way, talking about after the fall, you can go to, in fact, I would highly recommend you do and spend $10. How many could afford $10? What I would do is go to iTunes and look up Berea, and download their new album, After the Fall. It'll raise them up. It'll help put money in the coffers where they can do other projects. And it's $9.99 on iTunes. And then you can download it to your iPhone and have Berea playing on your iPhone.
I thought they split up.
No. They're a big deal now, man. They've got a record contract. Well, they've got a record contract now. Now, I mean, they're like big deals. They're playing on radio stations now. All right. Genesis chapter 5. So everything kind of rocked along. You better pay attention, girl. You're over there writing, and you're trying to get your iPhone out, aren't you?
Oh, God, I had to cut it off.
Oh, yeah. Now I can see what you're up to. And anyway, you get to Noah. And time has ticked along, and everybody here is in sin, and we know that they're in sin. In fact, they're in idolatry, basically. God, I mean, there are millions of people on the planet at this point, and God has a hard time finding anybody that's worth saving. And there was only one guy. Oh, yeah. He writes, laughing, we're rolling on the floor. David Z, you are funny. Interrupt me for telling me he's rolling on the floor about me up here stumbling. All right, where was I? See, you messed me up. No, I'm just kidding. Sin entered in, and so Noah comes along, and people ask where the three races come from. There are three basic races of man. They all stem from Noah. There's three sons. There's Ham. There's Shem. And there's Japheth. The white people are the Japhethites. The Shem are the Oriental, and the Hams are the blacks. And huh? They're not. I didn't write them in order. I just threw them up there. And from there, but what do we still have? We have sinners. And they're all sinners. Nothing's really changed at that point. There's Shem, Ham, and Japheth. But they start as a group, conspiring against even after the flood. They get together and they want to take over heaven, if you will. And so from Genesis chapter 6 to Genesis chapter 11, from Genesis chapter 6, where Noah comes in, to Genesis chapter 11, which is right here. This is Genesis chapter 12 right there. You got it? 6, 11, and 12. You ought to have that on a chart there. From 6 to 11, there are three groups of people, and God eventually separates them because they're doing naughty things together. I'm not talking sexual. I'm talking they're conspiring to take over heaven, guys. And so they all get together. And God said, you know what? I'll resolve this problem. I'll confound their language. And so he divides it. You say, is God a... what?
Jealous God.
Yeah, well, he is a jealous God, that's for sure. Is he into integration? No, not at this point. Look, a segregationist. That's what I meant. Thank you. That was one of them. I couldn't figure it out. Just hang with me. Now go to Genesis chapter 11. Now I'm not going to read that. But basically between Genesis 6, you've got the flood happening. And then you've got the genealogies in 10 and 11, basically dealing with Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Okay? And by the way, Ham goes where? Here's the planet. Africa, Europe, North Pole, Canada, Florida, Pensacola right there. You know, kind of like that. And so Shem takes over the Middle East. Iraq, Babylon. Japheth takes over Europe, and the blacks take over Africa. Basically is how it is. Y'all understand? That's where the three races come from. But look what happens in Genesis chapter 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one what? Why would that have been anyway?
There was no separation.
There was no separation. They all got along. They just sat... came down and they must have been talking. You know how you sit around and say, you know, we're getting pretty strong. You know, we've done some great things, you know. Why don't we do something great?
It was one world.
It was a one world government. And by the way, what's happening here will eventually happen. That's why, isn't some of this, it just, I get so infuriated at the racism of our government. You know, they're making racism an issue. I have no issues at all. Y'all understand? The government does have an issue. And let me tell you, they are this whole thing that you can't say this or that. Eventually, we're going to not be able to say anything. You won't be able to say that person's fat. Well, you're offending that person. Yeah, but he is. That person's black. Yeah, well, he is. That person's white and can't dance. Yeah, that is really true. You know, I mean, there are just things about people that you can describe them by. I had a lot more hair than when I originally started, but it was brown. And you'd say, hey, look at that brown-haired fella. You know what I'm saying? Now, huh?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Brother, listen, yours doesn't know whether to turn gray or turn loose, man. But there was a leadership of Baal involved here. And this whole thing came together. Look in Genesis 11, verse 2. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they went to the plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. So they said one to another, go to, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. By the way, you notice that it's the works and the creations of man's own hand. That is just the opposite of exactly what God's doing with the body of Christ. There is not one part of the body of Christ that man has a glory in at all. Y'all understand? I mean, if you took this, what's happening here, and what's happening to the church of the body of Christ, people brag, well, I walked the aisle, I've lived a good life. Why, they couldn't be part of the church, the body of Christ, because it is the complete opposite of what's happening here. Well, I burned the bricks, I built the timber. There, God put everybody in the body as it pleased Him. A house made without hands. And He said, burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime for they had for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. Now, I don't know how tall this place was, but their ambition was clearly defined. We can march up armies if we have a place to march up to that place and take it over. Jerry, that's funny. Jerry writes, I have naturally wavy hair. One falls out and the rest wave. That's funny. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men, notice the children of men, they're all one group. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, they're all one group. Build it. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And by the way, what's the language of the world today? English. Even if you live in other countries, if you fly an airplane, you know what the predominant language is? You've got to know what? English. I mean, English is the dominant language. Why do you think that's happening? Be prepared. It's coming. And it has been happening for a long time. And this they will begin to do. And listen to this. And you ought to underline this. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Boy, isn't that amazing? When men get together and they put their mind, I thought about that new thing in Zurich, Switzerland, that they ran that thing around and trying to find the origins of the universe. Did y'all see that in the news? They fired it up. The Atom Smasher.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all didn't see that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that
they thought the world might suck into a black hole. Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. It was a big deal. And he said, verse 7, go to, let us go down. Who's the us? It's the Trinity. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. A spirit. There confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. So this separation where Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and what happened to the United States? There are some Shemites that have already been there. Amen? The Redskin men, right? Where'd they come from? Yeah, they came back from Russia, actually, over to Alaska and down into in this area, and even went down into South America. Y'all with me? From the other side. And then we came from Europe, sailed over, took the East Coast, and on and on. And now we know the basic history of the world. But there's just one thing I want you to understand in the aspect of all this. They're all still sinners.
That's right.
Nothing really has changed. There's now Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Go ahead and ask me how Shem, Ham, and Japheth are three different colors. Go ahead.
You don't know.
I have no idea. But I do know that they are. In fact, where they settled according to their genealogy, tells us who they were. Right. I mean, that's obvious. So, you know, people want to debate that. I have no idea. I just know that they did. But it doesn't matter whether you're in South America, whether you're in Africa, whether you're in New Zealand, whether you're in Russia, whether you're in Europe. You're a sinner, and you were born that way. And as the world came together, they had the ability to build a tower that would reach to the point that God confounded their language and separated them so they couldn't do that anymore. But in Genesis chapter 12, he does something very, very unique. He separates one from all the other races of the men. And I should have done this. I'm sorry. Let me switch these on. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And there's no particular order. There is an order in the scripture, but it doesn't really matter to me. Y'all understand? The only reason I needed Shema on the top is he separates a Shemite who is who? Abram. And Abram is separated from the rest of the Ham and the Japhethites. You got it? They're separate. Not only does he throw them out to the world and confound their languages, but then he chooses one of them and exalts them above all the other people of the earth. Y'all understand? He has raised up Abraham to be up there. And everyone else, then there's a separation not only of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, which would be races, it's now Gentiles and Israelites. You got it? Ham and Japheth. Like this room here. We don't have any Shemites here. We could, though. We don't, but we could. And at that point, the separation isn't about black or white. It's about Abraham and the Gentiles. Okay, you got it? This separation and this diversity is very, very important because of how God redeems people. Y'all with me? Am I doing anything wrong? You guys are getting it? Go to Genesis chapter 12. What? You're confused?
I mean, when he called out Abraham, there.
Yes.
Let's say there were a million of them.
Yeah, but they could have been in the seed. In fact, I'll show you that his dad was somewhat included in and things like that. But once that is done, it isn't Shemites anymore.
Right. It's Israelites.
He's separating. Well, you're right. I didn't even think about that. It's a good point.
Did I miss that?
No, that was good thinking. I hadn't even thought of that. See, you're smarter. Come up here for a minute and teach the class. I'll sit down. I was a little tired anyway, even though I had a nap.
Don't rub it in.
Hmm?
Don't be in.
I did have a good one. I was drooling on my pillow. You know that's good when that happens. Yeah. You wake up in a little puddle and you go. That is like the most wonderful feeling in the world. Well, like you have never done that. I mean, you guys are the most self-righteous, like you haven't drooled, and then put your tongue down and go, oh, that is really something. Yeah, exactly, exactly. See, Dale knows, he's there with me. Genesis chapter 12. That's actually a good point. I've never even thought about that. Well, don't, because he looks brighter than me now. It's my point now. No, well, what are you saying, Larry?
Now, I thought all the Israelites came from Abraham, through Abraham.
He did, but Shem was the father of Abraham, that line. That's why, by the way, what color was Jesus? Huh?
No.
He was olive. He was a Shemite. Yes, he was.
He didn't have long hair.
He didn't have blonde hair or blue eyes. The Jews that you see today are a mixed race. It isn't about the pure is a Middle Eastern. Let me see. Hang on here just a second. I don't know if I can find this.
I was always told.
Who was?
Abraham.
Abraham was cursed?
Noah.
No. No, Ham was cursed. Ham saw the nakedness of his father. It was Ham. I can show you that. I mean, we can go back and do that. Hang on just a second. I wanted to see if I could find this. The reason we have different races is why. That's right. Why do we have this separation, though? They were building the tower. This is what Jesus Christ looked like. Y'all want to know a picture of Jesus? Go to Song of Solomon for a minute. Chapter 5. I didn't know if I could find it, but I could. Just so that you know. Chapter 5. Verse 10. My beloved is white and ruddy. That's his color. The chiefest among 10,000. His head is the most fine gold locks are bushy and black as a raven. What color was his hair?
Black.
His cheeks are as a bed of spices. What do spices look like? Kind of reddish brown, isn't it? As sweet as flowers, his lips like lilies dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with myrrh. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphire. His legs are as the pillar of marbles set upon the sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedar. His mouth is most sweet. And you can compare that to Isaiah 53, where he has no form nor comeliness. That was his image on the cross. So you may want to put Isaiah 53 in comparison. Yes. All right, go back to Genesis chapter 12. Abraham is called out of all of them. So you're right. I have to rethink this a little bit here. Out of all of these, Abraham is brought out. I have no idea. He just brought that thought up to me, but he's right. It wasn't all the Shemites that went. It was just Abraham. It was the seed of Abraham. And I didn't think about it. But he is in the line of Shem. He didn't come out of Japheth or he didn't come out of Ham. He came out of Shem. But he's right. I never have thought about that point. You know, and that would be correct, actually. I would have to stand corrected until I see something that would show me different. Now, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Who would those kindred be? Shemites. The kindred would be the Shemites. And from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation. He didn't say I'll make Shem a great nation. I'll make the Shemites a great nation. He said, I'll make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And by the way, what happened to the other Shemites?
Did they make considered Gentiles?
Yeah, absolutely. You know who I'm thinking of? It's like the Mayans.
The one.
Mayans.
The
Mayans, South America? They weren't Jews. They would have been considered Gentiles. Well, now I'm going to have to put my thinking cap on a little bit. That's good. I appreciate you. Don't bring any more questions like that in front of the class. Keep them on the email, and I'll review them before I get here. Because I think that's a good point. That's a valid point. So then there is Shem Gentiles, and there is Ham Gentiles, and then there is Japhonite Gentiles. And, huh? Well, it does pretty much. I mean, I know out of Shem came Abraham. I just bought these. How can this be? Who was here Wednesday?
Stan.
Huh? Someone doesn't know how to shut these. They smush them.
I did not use them.
Abraham got separated from Shem, but that's who became Israelites. Is everybody from here forward. So that's how it looks right there. Go ahead. Hey, now, if you're going to throw another pink in my chart up here, I'm going to throw this
He's
at you.
He's an actuary. He should be good at history.
I was going to say, after he separated them out, he still gave him a chance.
Well, absolutely. So, but anyway, that's basically it. These are the Gentiles. Now, out of these, there's beers and seers. Blessers and cursers. From this point on, it's beers and seers. You with me? Oh, I'm going to have to. That, I like this. I just saw where some of this other stuff would fit that I've been. All right. Blessers and cursers. So the Gentiles are divided into two groups. Abraham, so we have the ABCs of the Bible right there. And what is the only factor that's different between here and here is the D factor. Everybody here dies. Abraham dies. Everybody dies. You got it? They have a D factor, and the S factor resolves the D factor. D factor minus the S factor equals the A factor. Death minus all your sins, atonement. Not bad, huh? Actuary stuff. Here, take that and put that in your actuary pipe and smoke it. You all understand that at this point, another major dispensational change. Over here, dispensational change. There's a dispensation of innocence. What happens? When the D factor, when they sin, the D factor enters in, the age of innocence or the dispensation of innocence is what? Gone. And from Noah to Abraham, or to, I'm going to say to Genesis chapter 12. Well, actually, that's not true. From Genesis 6 on is human government. And God has put us over to governing ourselves, and we've been governing ourselves ever since.
There's no real indication how long.
No. You can't tell. You can't tell. I don't know if you could you hear Larry on the thing? Larry said, is there any way to indicate how long they were in the garden? There is no way. It's not obvious at any time. It looks like it's immediately happening.
Yeah, it looks like it.
But it could have been, who knows? I can't tell you. But, there's no, and I don't know where the land of Nod is either. But
where did his wife come from?
It was a sister. He didn't mention. They didn't mention the women in the Bible. It was a sister. Well, they had to. Absolutely. Now, at this point, you've got to understand that when Abraham is called out, everything politically changes in the world. Everything politically changes in the world. When that enters in, there's a whole nother part of human government. Who's the head of the world? That seed right there. See, God put them above all the earth. God exalted them above all the earth. All the earth was His. He exalted them to be the priest of God to the rest of the world. Y'all with me? They are exalted. Go to Exodus. We've read it 100 times. Go to Exodus 19, verse 5. They politically are above all people. And God set them that way. Who was the head of Egypt? Shemite? Black man? Or Japhonite? Hamite, wasn't he? Why do you think God put Ham in charge of Abraham? Why did God allow Ham to rule over Abraham? He cursed. Abraham went away from God, and so God allowed the Gentiles to take rule over them. How about the Babylonian Empire? And by the way, the Babylonian Empire, see, that would answer that because those guys weren't black. They were Shemites. And how about the two sons of promise? Jacob and Esau. What was Esau? He was a Gentile. All of a sudden now you brought things on. I have to think a little bit on. I mean, this stuff isn't all that easy. I wish it was like, hey, you just get it. You have to think about this stuff. I mean, you know, all of a sudden some new things pop in my mind that would allow this to play out a little bit. Anyway, Exodus 19, verse 5. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall ye, who's the ye? It's Abranites. That's funny. You know who I'm talking about, the seed of Abraham. Ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. Quit laughing, David Z. You shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. You ought to underline all people. For all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words that thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. All right. So at this point, God raises Abraham, who ultimately comes Israel, above all the people of the earth. And somehow people think they're in the seed of Abraham. Because they want the promises. But there are some promises made to God to the Gentiles that God made very, very clear. It wasn't difficult. Go to Genesis chapter 12. Verse 3. Aren't you glad you came tonight? You could have stayed home and watched TV. Of course, you could have watched us on the internet. We were live. Verse 3. I will bless them that bless thee. Bless who? Israel. And curse him that curses thee. And in thee, Abraham, shall all the families of the earth be what? So it was going to come through Abraham, all the blessings that were going to fall to the world was going to fall through that nation onto the Gentiles. That third line's throwing me off. I want you to know that. I will talk to you later and reprimand you. Anyway, there's bears that bless, and there are seers that curse. The beers get blessed, the seers get cursed. And that's the separation. And it stays like that the rest of the Bible. Now, you got to think about it. When God gives the law, He doesn't give it to the Gentiles. He gives it to Israel to do. Look in Exodus. Because they were going to be the kingdom of priests that were going to teach this all to the nation. That was their ministry. Exodus 20, verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Who would have that been? Israel, out of the house of bondage and on earth. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any graven images. On and on. Come on down to 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Huh. A lot of people do that without... Some even steal. Nor his neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. I don't want to even comment on that. Nor anything that is his neighbor. That all the people saw the thunderings and lightning and the noise of the trumpets in the mountain. When the people, who's the people? Israel, saw it, they were moved and stirred far off. I'm sorry. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear thee, but let not God's... That helped, thank you. Let us say... And Moses said unto the... You know, the funny thing is, just so that everybody knows on the internet, it doesn't feel bad. It's not like I'm in intense pain. It's I just can't breathe. So if, in fact, I do pass out, women, start the CPR. But after a few minutes, guys, if they haven't done anything, you jump in and help.
Okay.
The ones that are clearly shaved first, though. Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and to fear may be before your faces that you sin not, and the people stirred off or far off on and on. This was written to the children of Israel. And the judgments and all that were laid out. And so God lays out all the instructions to Israel. Now Israel does is supposed to do some certain things. Like in their cities, when they have a walled city, and they have gates, they would put men at these gates. And they would write the law on the gate walls. So that when a stranger came in, he knew the rules. That would include a what?
Gentile.
Any Gentile. Did they have to abide by the rules while they were in the cities?
Yes.
Just like they were a Jew. Now, we're going to have to stop. Because of time. But I want to get into the detail of four or five of the Gentiles in the Old Testament that blessed and what happened and what God did and those kind of things in the light of their authority. See, when you get to Joshua, you know who's in Joshua, right? Rahab, the whore. And but you've got to listen to the authority that the spies give her. They're allowed to speak as the authority of God. Now you think about what they say here, it's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible. Now, could Gentiles become Israelites?
Yes.
Yeah, they could. And there were many that did. We'll show you some of those too. And there's strangers and there's Gentiles and on. But they all, the authority of God to the planet, all came through Israel. All of them. And so Israel kind of went haywire a few times. We didn't go into it, and we'll probably will back up a little bit before Exodus chapter 20. The Exodus is out of Egypt. And they're how many years in bondage? 400 years. 40 years in the wilderness. I think it was 430 years actually in actual bondage. But in that period of time, why were they in bondage? They disobeyed and God took them and punished them. He chastised them. You know what he doesn't do? He doesn't chastise you. You ain't had any big rough hand come down upon you and slap you around a little bit and send you into torture and all that. You know why? They were the children of God.
Right.
And God was their father. And if God doesn't chasten his child, they're bastards and not sons, he says in Revelation. But he doesn't do that to Gentiles. But any Gentile that helps out his child, blesses his child, gets a blessing. Thank you for taking care of my kid. And God's done that all the way through. Now, we're going to deal in those things, but really I wanted you to get the fact that the D factor entered in, and that's Romans chapter 5, verse 12, by one man sin entered in the world, that was the D factor, and the D factor affected everybody. Did it affect Abraham? Yeah, I mean, when he came down from the mountaintop after getting the laws of God, what were they doing? They had built golden idols, some calves. I mean, they weren't any good. None of Abraham's seed was ever any good. See, that's the misnomer. They think somehow they had the law that these guys were good. But they had a special aspect that they could do that no one else could do. And that's what I want to end on tonight, is they had a way of sacrificing blood. See, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. They had that capacity. You got it? They had that capacity. And so people that want to just confess their sins and try to live their life a better way or do the best they can or whatever, God wouldn't allow, they wouldn't even allow these. That was a good hit right there. Abraham, they weren't any better than these guys. Y'all understand? In many cases, even more wicked. I mean, when you get to 2 Chronicles 34 and you get to Josiah, there were 13 wicked kings right in a row from David, in between David and Josiah, that were so wicked that they had driven them into idolatry. They didn't even know where the book of the law was. When you see that, these guys are sinners too. But they had something that the rest of the world didn't have. And that was that altar and that mercy seat. Without the altar and the mercy seat, they had nothing. That's what made them unique to the entire planet. And it's about the shedding of blood, boys and girls. It's not about your goodness or you behaving yourself or you confessing your sins or you doing this or doing that. It's about that shed blood. And you'll see that even with the story of Rahab and Ruth. You'll see that. All right, I'm done.